feel better, so much better since I laid my burden down. I feel better, so much better since I laid my burden down. Glory, glory,
come on, bless the Lord. Come on. I love to praise Him. I love to praise Him. Come on, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. I love to praise Him. I love. morning. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Welcome into this place. Been a long time since we did this.
Welcome.
Yeah.
You desire
to abide
in the presence of your people. So we lift our hands.
And we lift our hearts.
As we lift
our hearts. As we
offer
you ought to praise him in here this morning. Come on, you say welcome, Lord.
Welcome,
yeah.
Into this place.
Welcome, Lord, welcome.
Welcome into this broken vessel.
You desire
to abide.
Welcome you, dear God, into this place, dear Lord God, into our hearts, dear God. Oh God, we thank you for being so good to us.
Yes.
Lord, our desire is to praise you and thank you. Magnify your name, dear God, because you've been so good to us. Oh God,
thank you.
We love you, and we can't get along without you. Bless these people, my God. Use them for your glory, dear Lord God. Thank you, dear God, for what you're going to do. Dear Lord God, we ask that you will be with each one, each home that is represented here today. They come, dear Lord God, to hear a word from you. They come, dear Lord God, to be charged and revelated in their hearts, oh God. Help us, we pray. We pray for our children. Oh, Lord, bless them. Guide them. Some of them are all to college. Some of them are working. Be with them, dear God. Lord God, we pray for our pastor. Bless him, dear God. Guide him, we pray. Oh God, let his heart be revived as you come there, Lord God, back to us. Charged up and ready to challenge us for what is ahead. Lord, we pray for our community. Lord God, we ask the Lord that you'll turn their hearts to you. Work in their lives. Have your way. We ask you, Lord God, those that are sick today, those that are bereaved today, stand close by them. Give them what they need. Some in the Condoleezza home, some in the hospital, some are home in hospice. Stand close by them. You're the great God. Lord, you look out. Rush, you say, Lord God, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us, dear God. We hold these promises. Now, Lord God, as we look into the service, bless our hearts with what is to be said today. Revive your people. Save the lost. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Praise God.
Come on, let's say that again. Let's say that again.
Welcome to this place.
As our parishioners come in,
welcome.
Don't you feel okay right now? God bless you. Oh, bless the Lord. Just a blessing to be in His holy presence this morning. Hallelujah. We are going to have our responsive reading at this time. That's going to be, brothers and sisters, Psalms 100. Amen. Psalms 100. Only a few verses, so we just responsibly out of the spirit of our hearts lift these verses this morning. Amen. Amen. Psalms 100. I'll begin reading verse 1 and we'll read responsively through verse 5. Amen. A psalm of praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Get my eyes on here. Know ye that the Lord is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, yeah, and the sheep of his pasture. Read, y'all.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Thank God unto him, and bless his name.
Together, for the Lord is good. His everlasting and his
truth endures to all
y'all. Amen. All church for all, everybody. Turn to somebody and say everybody.
Everybody.
Amen. So you included. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, God. Now let's stay in the Psalms. We are going to go to Psalms 40. Amen. Psalms 40 for our lesson for today from Elder Kitchens. Amen. Our lesson for today, Psalms 40, beginning at verse 1. Amen. Psalms 40, verse 1. It says here to the chief musician. No, we love Steve. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. If I can't laugh in church, I'm going to lay down and I tell you what. Ain't no sense in me coming up in here fooling somebody. And it reads Psalms 40, verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my going. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God, Lord Jesus. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his what? His trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Verse 5, many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to us what? They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. They just come. If I would declare and speak of them, though I'm talking about the works of God here, yeah, speak of them, they are more than we can count. And I got a whole bunch of fingers. Amen. They don't know like y'all know New Hope. Amen. So readeth the word of the Lord in the presence of you, God's people, this morning. May his word find a place of rest on your spiritual souls and hearts this morning. Amen. We most certainly, lest I forget, we do honor our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Our God, our Father, and Holy Spirit, our keeper, comforter, and our guide. And we honor most assuredly our pastor, Dr. Steve, this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. He, like Jesus, he took him some time off and went up into his Mount of Olives. I'm talking about that now. That's Carolina. Amen. For Dr. Steve. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives when he got tired of messing with y'all church folks. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us hear from this chief musician and his choir. congregation up here. Amen. Praise. Hallelujah. 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 Make colored folks want to dance or run or do something up in here. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, hey, yes, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. Now, y'all know there was a time. Y'all somebody be running after me. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. No, praise the Lord. I might walk down there. Woo! Glory to God. I might not be running fast as I used to, but I show stand up here now. I try, Mother Hayes. Praise the Lord. We got several announcements. Amen. Let us get that out of the way. Diggin' who's y'all got coming up here to talk about that recipe book? They looking around. I'm going to call somebody. Mother Hayes, come on and talk about the recipe book. You don't know nothing about the help? Okay. Somebody. Well, anyway, they got a recipe book coming out. Amen. Well, praise the Lord then. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Come on and give God some praise. Amen. Thank you, Elder. Amen. We give honor to God, who is our Heavenly Father. Again, to the Holy Spirit, who is our comforter and our guide, to my pastor, Dr. Steed, in his absence. Amen. To First Lady, Sister Steed, to my wife, Sister Kitchens. Amen. And to all of you, the deacons, mothers, members, and friends. It's so good to see you today. Amen. How many know that you've been blessed today? Amen. If you got up out of your bed this morning with the activities of your limbs, you were blessed. Amen. And you ought to give God a hand clap of praise. For he's been good to us. Brought us from a mighty, mighty long ways. Amen. Again, we give honor to our pastor in his absence, Dr. Steed. Amen. And to the first family. Amen. Pastor is traveling there in North Carolina with his mother. Amen. And that's in order. Amen. Every now and then you need to take you some time. Amen. And just enjoy life. So, Pastor, if you're listening, just enjoy Mother and also enjoy the blessings of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Let us bear all of our announcements in mind and govern ourselves accordingly. We know this weekend is Memorial Day weekend, and our hats off to all the veterans who have served and has passed and gone, amen, for the freedom of this country. So our hats off to all of them, amen. We give them due honor today, amen. I know that a lot of us like to barbecue and all this kind of stuff during these times, but it's important to understand what the reasoning is behind those special days. Amen. So our hats off to all of the veterans. pray much for all of those that are sick and shut in. We won't call them by name. Because we don't want to leave anyone out, but pray much for those that are going through whatever their situations are, whether it's bereavement or other issues of illness, sickness, or whatever it is. Pray much that God will give them the strength that they need in these days and time. Amen. Amen. And I think, as Elder said earlier, the cookbook is coming out with our deaconesses, and you'll be hearing more about that in the coming weeks. So pray much for them as well. Do we have anybody here? Deacon Hayes, he wants to make an announcement concerning our Men's Day program. Deacon Hayes.
Thank you, Reverend Kitchen. This is the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church, Powder Springs, Georgia. Men's Day, June 11, 2023. So mark it on your calendar. June 11, 2023. Our theme for this year is Men's Rooted in Christ in a Changing World. Just like Reverend Kitchen just said, the world is changing. So we have to be rooted in Christ. Our scripture coming from Psalms 1, 1 through 3. Our color for this Men's Day would be blue suit, white shirt, and matching blue tie. Wear your best blue tie. That way you won't have to spend any money. Like I said this morning, Elder Bradshaw got a bunch of them if y'all want, you know, to get some of his. So men, please come to join us in the Men's Day occasion. It will be a joy for us, and it will be a joy just to be in the house of the Lord once again. It is great when men come together. Elder Bradshaw will send his songs out today. And if you would, I'm going to be in the vestibule. I was in there this morning, but I didn't get a lot of participation. So I just want you guys to come out and just, we have fun, you know. Sometimes men, we get caught up, and but we got Brother Steve up here. You know, when we come up to sing, he's going to have us ready. Believe me, we will be ready. And don't say nothing about his partner there, Adrian. So. Okay. So this year, as usual, we have our spring revival. It's going to be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Wednesday the 7th, 8th, and 9th at 7:30. So please, if you can, join us this year. And for the men, our rehearsal will be Saturday, June the 3rd at 10 a.m. Also Tuesday, June the 6th. At 7 p.m. and on Saturday, June the 10th, at 10 a.m. So if you could, just please come to join us. And guess what? We're going to have dinner after the 10:45 service. So eat a light breakfast and just come to join us. And we just praise God and thank you. Amen.
Amen. Let us keep that announcement in mind. Sister Kitchens, you've been hearing me for so many years. I will be making my debut. Praise the Lord. Elder Steve, Adrian. Y'all get ready. The recording artist is on the way. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There's nothing wrong with laughter. Amen. Laughter is good for the soul. Amen. It's good to have some fun. Amen. We praise God. But let us bear our Men's Day program in mind. And all men, govern yourselves accordingly. Let us come and support our men on that day. Amen. And the revival as well before leading up to the second Sunday in June. Amen. Amen. Do we have any visitors here with us today? Any visitors? Please stand if you would. Amen. We give them a hand. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Will you give us your name and where you're from? Okay, Chattanooga, Tennessee. Do y'all know Sister Danforth? Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. All right. Amen. Chattanooga. Amen. Good morning. Amen. Thank you so much. On behalf of our pastor, Dr. Steed, First Lady Sister Steed, amen, and this, the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church family, we welcome all of you to this, our service. Amen. And we want you to feel comfortable. You're part of us. Amen. And we are a part of you. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you was a member. Amen. All right. Yes, sir. Amen. 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 Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. We're glad to have you. Amen. Amen. We praise God for all of you. Amen. Thank God. I thought he was a member here. Amen. I've been seeing him come in. Amen. So we praise God for all of you that are visiting with us today. Amen. Thank you so very, very much. Amen. Again, in our announcements, let us be reminded that the day is fastly approaching for our Vacation Bible School. Come on, we ought to give God some praise. Amen. We are excited about what God is going to do this year. Sister Lawson, stand. Sister Young, stand. Amen. Sister Young. Is that your friend you with? No wonder he from Chattanooga. Amen. All right, Sister Young and Sister Lawson is our coordinators, amen, for this year's Vacation Bible School. Amen, and my hat's off to them for such a great job thus far. Amen. We're making plans on June the 19th through the 23rd. Amen. From 8:30 p.m. Amen. Dinner. We're going to give you something to snack on at 6 o'clock. Be here at 6 o'clock. Bring your entire family. It's family oriented. Bring your entire family. I think the ages start from 3 on up to the adults. Amen. And we have a very, very fruitful program planned for each one that you will thoroughly enjoy. Amen. Next Tuesday, which is not next Tuesday, June the 13th, I believe it is. Put it on your calendar. Those of you that works in the Vacation Bible School department, be here at the 6:30 hour. That's Tuesday the 13th. We will engage in our last meeting. Amen. We have some things that we need to make sure that all of us are on the same accord. So put that on your calendar, those of you that can. That's the 13th of June at 6:30 p.m. We are thoroughly excited. Amen. Amen. All right, let us take time at this time, stand with our offering. Amen. We're going to ask our deacons if they would come. Congratulations to all of our graduates. Amen. Do we have any graduates here in the sanctuary this morning? Any graduates? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hats off to all of you. Amen. I had the privilege of attending some young people graduation this week, which Sister Stanley's daughter, Naomi, I think I pronounced the name right, Sister Stanley. Amen. And she was involved in it here at the church. And let me tell you, those pre-K, They told you what they was going to be, and they let you know who they were. And I hats off to her and her staff for doing such a wonderful job with all of these who will be moving on. Now, young people will be moving on to new destiny. Let us help them get to where they need to be. Amen. Amen. Everyone stand to your feet. Thank you so much, all of you that are giving online. We do appreciate that. Amen. Continue to give because God blesses us according to what He has asked us to do. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you now, this hour, this moment. Time to give, amen, that you've given to us. We pray that you bless it, consecrate it, and let it be used for the upbuilding of your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This morning, just to offer tithes of them and offerings to you. We pray, Lord, that you'll accept these offerings and use them for the extension of your glory and your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for what you have given. May the Lord continue to bless you. Amen. Before our choir comes, stand up, Mother Burks. Amen. It's good to see her this morning. She don't get by here very often anymore. I think Mother Burks is 90 or better. Amen. She's in her 90s. Amen. And we praise God for her this morning. Amen. I think Mother Brawls is 96. She just had a birthday. Amen. 96. Lord have mercy. Raise your hand, Mother. Praise God. Amen. Amen. It's so good to see mothers' longevity lives. Amen. I just pray that, Lord, let me get to where y'all at. Amen. Amen. We're going to ask our choir this time if they would come and give us our selection.
I want you to know that.
Amen. There's nothing wrong with praising the Lord. If God has been good to you, you ought to give God some praise. Amen. Just for 2 or 3 minutes, and then we'll let you go home. Just want to share something with you. Turn with us to the 40th division, I believe it's been read, of Psalm, Old Testament. Every time I run by Reverend James, this psalm, I see something different every time. Deacon Jackson, it first time I remember reading it some years ago, I said, what in the world is wrong with David? I read it again. God showed me some things then. Over the years, I've read it over and over and over and over again. Mother Johnson, he always show you something different. Amen. So I want to share real quick with you. You give me about 3 minutes, I'll be done. The 40th division of Psalm. It reads, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And he had put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. We're going to pause right there. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word for the good and the edifying of our souls. Amen. Want to use as a thought this morning, are you in a season of waiting? Are you in a season of waiting? Reach over and tell your neighbor, neighbor, are you in a season of waiting? Our Father and our God, again, we thank you for this hour. We thank you for this moment, this privilege. And now, Father, manifest your spirit, that your Holy Ghost will come upon all of us, and that, Lord, we will receive what you have for us. Bless now as we go forth and hide this your servant behind your cross, that in the end you will get the glory. Bless these your people who will hear wherever they are right now. Be with them, stand by them, and manifest your spirit that your will be done. Amen. Are you in a season of waiting? My brothers and my sisters, that is, from a personal standpoint, one of the hardest things I've ever had to deal with. Is wait. Are y'all gonna pray with me? I've been
in Elder Bradshaw, Reverend Donovan. I've been in waiting rooms. I've been in places, even in the fast food restaurants or just a restaurant, even in the drive-through lines where I've just had to wait. Are y'all gonna pray with me? Sister Hayes, I've thought about this long and hard, and I've always wondered, how could I get beyond some of these waiting periods? Are y'all praying with me? I've learned, Reverend Donovan, that waiting is a part of the process as a Christian that sometimes we have to go through. Are y'all gonna pray with me? I've learned the waiting room is where a land that is sometimes seemingly standing still. It's a place where life is put on hold just for a moment there in the doctor's office. It feels, Deacon Hayes, like hours have passed by, and yet I would look at my watch and only about 20 minutes have gone by. Are y'all gonna pray with me? When you are in the waiting room, it seems, if anybody ever had to go in the doctor's office and wait in the waiting room, they call your name, you sign the form, they call your name, they take your temperature, and then you go and sit down. Are y'all gonna pray with me? And it seems as if sitting down takes forever. Are y'all with me? Drawn. I've been impatient in some cases. I've been to the point where all I wanted to do is just leave the doctor's office. Are y'all gonna pray with me? Even in our modern day age of conveniences, waiting, Elder Bradshaw, is a part of our lives. When we think of waiting, what comes to mind? We might conjure up visions in an airport terminal. You're waiting. In a doctor's office, you're waiting. In the supermarket line, you're waiting. And what has bust my bubble, Deacon Jackson, here lately is that I stop, and I know it's not good for me, but I stop every now and then and get me some McDonald's. And seemingly the lines are getting slower and slower. Are y'all gonna pray with me? And my patience, Sister Kitchens, is not where it needs to be. But I've learned something. Maybe even in rush hour traffic. Help me, somebody. I don't drive in the rush hour traffic, and I thank God for that, Elder Bradshaw. I'm only about 30 minutes away from the job. And I praise God for that, because if I had to go on the north side of 285. Y'all been up there lately. Amen. I went up there. We went to Helen a couple weeks ago, and I went up there through 285, come back through 285 out of Dawsonville, down 400, hit 285, and my God, hit so much traffic on a Saturday evening. Share it with my wife. I said, my patience is short. I was tired anyway, because going up through them mountains and all that stuff, you got to be really careful. And I got lost. Let me make that clear. Sister Kitchen was so calm. I don't know how she stood calm, but I was driving. And I made a wrong turn. And the GPS takes you so many different ways. And Anderson, before I knew it, I was somewhere over near Gainesville. Amen. Praise God that he let me get out of that situation. But now maybe, Mother Johnson, you've been in a situation where you had a job situation that was really tough to endure. And you were waiting and hoping that the conditions would change for the better. Mother Holman, maybe you were without a job at some point, waiting for a new application to come about. Sister Kitchen, maybe you have been ill and you were waiting for your health to improve. Are y'all praying with me? Maybe you're on a diet. Help me, Holy Ghost. And you're waiting for your weight to drop just a few pounds. Are y'all going to pray with me? A single person may be waiting for Mr. Right or Miss Right. I'm going to stop by your door in just a moment. Maybe, Elder Bradshaw, you're waiting for your spouse or your children to become interested in spiritual things. Waiting. And I've looked at this passage over and over again. I say, Lord, what is it this time that you need to reveal to me? Show me some things. Life is like a country road. Anybody know anything about the country? Oh, y'all don't know nothing about the country. In the country where I came from, we didn't have all paved roads. Huh? Some of those roads were dirt roads. Are y'all going to pray with me? And some of those roads were curvy. Help me, Holy Ghost. Some of those roads were kind of hilly. Life is like a country road, Deacon Urquhart, in a hilly land. It's got some steep drops. Help me, somebody. And in those drops and in those steep climbs, there are a series. Somebody say series of twists and turns. We're going to learn about some of that in Vacation Bible School. But life has a way of presenting to us some twists and turns. Are y'all praying with me? But the lack of predictability on our journey can throw us off course and make us feel lost and even tempt us to just turn around. I'm talking about waiting. Are you in a season awaiting? But I got some good news, Reverend James. I've got some good news. It's found in the book of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, beginning at verse 8. God led me here and he said, but if we don't give up, we will never make it to our ultimate destination. Are y'all going to pray with me? It says, sometime we'll troubled on every side, yet not in distress. In other words, we don't give up and quit, Brother Walden. We don't understand some things that happen because we're perplexed. We don't understand everything that comes up in our lives. We don't understand why sometimes we got to go this way instead of that way. Are y'all praying with me? So I wondered here and I thought about this thought. I say, Lord, you know my patience is weak. I
say, Lord, you know that I'm very, very conscientious about waiting. I like things right now, and I like them the way I like them. But guess what? God say, let me bust your bubble. He say, kitchen, you must understand that my ways, help me, Holy Ghost, my thoughts, help me, Holy Ghost, are not your ways, nor even my thoughts, your thoughts, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours. So, kitchen, when I tell you to go one way, you ought to go that way instead of going the opposite direction. Y'all know that's what happened to Jonah, don't you? Huh? Jonah got on a ship and went the different direction than what God told him. And some of y'all say he got swallowed up in the fish. Huh? I like to put it like this. God had something that he needed to realize. And God put something in his way because he didn't want to wait. Are y'all praying with me? Huh? So now, Elder Bradshaw, sometimes it's only our faith in God that gets us through the waiting period. Are y'all praying with me? As we make our way through life, we're going to experience some detours. Brother Jackson, we're going to experience some disappointment. We're going to experience, Sister Kitchen, some false starts and some failures. But be reminded, in the midst of these bleak situations, it's important for us to maintain our trust and our ability in God who can deliver. Now let me ask you this. Did not the Bible says, but they that wait. Are y'all praying with me? They. Who are the they? Huh? Are they the people that don't believe in Christ, or are they the people that believe that God can work it out? But they, help me somebody, that wait, that word is, wait means to remain ready until something expected happens. Are y'all praying with me? Wait. The position you're in. Sister Home Garmin, I went through this a few years ago. I almost, Sister Urquhart, quit my job. And they paid me good money, y'all. I'm not bragging. I've been able to take care of my family, thank God. I almost quit because I didn't like something. Giving up all that. God said, kitchen, you don't know what I got for you down the road. Kitchen, you just wait a little while. I shared it one Wednesday night here, Deacon Urquhart, in Bible study. Almost gave up everything because I didn't want to wait on the Lord. But a few days after that, the Lord turned that situation around. I thought I had the position that somebody else was awarded. I had the credentials. I had the know-how. Whatever they gave me, whatever the Lord gave me with my hands and with my head, they could not take that.
I came home and told my wife, I said, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm done. She said, you sure? I said, yeah, I'm done. I'm going to sign the books and hopefully I can get another job. Yeah, that's a long story, y'all. I'll tell y'all that one day when I got some time about signing the books. You don't want to sign the books because your name is on the back of the books. And there's about 400 or 500 other people in front of you, Deacon Hayes. That's the way it operates. And I shared with my wife, I said, I got a little impatient and I ain't going back there. I wrote out my little letter and all this kind of stuff. Giving up 30-something years. But God said, no, kitchen, is not time yet. He says, if you wait on me, I got a greater blessing. So what did God do? He turned that thing around not 6 months later. But it was about 2 years later. 2 years later, I had to sit Mother Johnson and wait on the Lord. Never got a paid vacation. Look at me today. I got several weeks. Never got paid time off. Sister Kitchens asked me sometimes, she said, you're taking off more now. I say, because God has awarded me to do that. She said, I know it's getting close. And I say, getting close to what? I say, yeah, we're getting close to being on a set income, but I don't know what God got planned after that. But at the same time, you got to wait on him. Sometime in the midst of pain, the agony of life, the clouds grow grayer. Anybody ever had some gray clouds in your life? Huh? My daddy, y'all heard me say it, he's gone home now, but Elder Bradshaw, my daddy said that if there ain't never been no rain in your life, you just wait a little while. Just keep on living. Somewhere behind the dark clouds, it may rain, but the sun will surely shine. Kitchen, where are you going with this? We must understand, Reverend James, and I'm done, that the difficulties of life will find our address. They'll knock on the front door. They'll knock on the back door. And even sometime they'll come to your window of your bedroom. And they'll knock on your window. But I'm reminded that the Bible says, Brother Jerome, that in the midst of difficult times, if you wait on the Lord, he gives you power to the weak, and then to them that have no might, he will increase. Somebody say increase your strength. That's why life is not about waiting for the storm to pass, but it's about learning how to dance in the rain. Anybody ever had to dance in the rain? Huh? Don't fool me now. You know you ain't always been able to pay them house notes. Huh? Y'all know sometime you ain't been able to pay those notes on them cars. And good God Almighty, look at these cars now. It can't be nobody but the Lord that's allowing us to pay for these cars now.
I'm so glad, Brother Walton, I ain't got no car notes. I praise God for it. But one day, when he does bless, I pray to God that he does bless to be able to take care of it. I looked at one the other day. Elder Bradshaw, when that man came back, I walked away too. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Life is not about waiting for the storm to pass, but it's about learning how to dance in the rain. My heart is fixed. My mind is made up. That's why David said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me. He heard my cry. He brought me up. Won't he bring you up? Anybody know that he will bring you up? When it seems like you got nobody that you can talk to, when it seems like all friends have gone away, when it seems like you can't get close to husband, you can't get close to wives, and children just don't understand, won't he bring you out? Anybody ever felt like I felt, had some dark days? Some discontent times, he'll bring you out. But Mother Hunter, you got to wait on him. You got to wait on him. Let me give you these last two things. In waiting, Reverend James, you must be willing to trust God through your season of waiting. Somebody say, I must be able to trust God through my season of waiting. Your anger does not intimidate God. Your schedule does not obligate God. He is God and he decides what will take place. The second thing is the waiting period sometimes become painful. That's why David could say he brought me up out of the horrible pit, place my feet on a solid foundation. Not only that, but he put a new song in my heart. And I don't know about you, but every time I get down, I got a song that nobody can sing for me. I don't care how out of tune I am, nobody can sing that song like Kitchen can sing it. A charge to keep I have, a God to glorify, who gave his son my soul to save and fitted for the sky to serve this present age, my calling to fulfill, all to do my master's will. Lord have mercy, I feel like shouting right here. The last thing, Reverend James, don't put words of discouragement in your spirit, in your season of waiting. Keep your eyes on the rewards, Reverend Donovan, that will follow the waiting. That's why Paul said, I've got to forget about those things which are behind me. I've got to reach forth to those things which are before me. The blessings cannot be received unless we go through the trial period of waiting. While waiting, create a climate of gratitude and a climate of thanksgiving. And Reverend James, I hear you on Saturday nights where you talk about sometime in prayer meeting, Deacon Urquhart, where we ought to give thanks to God for everything. Give thanks to God in season. Give thanks to God out of season. Give thanks to God when things are going well, and even when things are not going so well, give thanks to God. Create a climate of gratitude. Create a climate of thanksgiving. And then the last thing, and I'm going home now. It's 12:30. We got to go. Keep feeding your faith during the season of waiting. Faith comes by hearing, and then hearing by the word of God. My brothers and sisters, waiting involves seeking the Lord. It involves spending time in the word of God. It involves time in prayer, and it involves time in meditating. It also involves learning how to be content, because God is positioning the angels to minister for us. He is confronting demons. He's making strategies that are being developed for our good. And then God is moving people into our lives. And I might add, when life gives you 100 reasons to cry, you ought to tell life, I've got 100 reasons, plus 100 reasons, plus 100 more reasons, plus 100 more reasons. In other words, I've got more than 10,000 reasons that I can smile when life throws us a curveball. And yes, life will throw you some curveballs, but you got to learn how to wait on God. In the midst of waiting on God, He will make everything all right. The key is knowing that someday we will live in a perfect world, there where Jesus is. And I'm reminded, there's a song that we don't sing anymore. It's a song where the older generation would sing, I want to go over there where Jesus is. No more sickness, no more pains, no more troubles. That's why Jesus went to Calvary for all of us. He died for the sins of this world. If Jesus was there on the cross, waiting for God to do what He wanted to do, He could have come off that cross. But He said, I must be about my Father's business. I often think about one of those last seven sayings when He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? I often think about that, because even in low moments, can't you see Jesus on that cross, waiting for God to reveal what He needs done? And it was done, because He freely gave up His life for the sins of this world. Everybody stand to your feet.
Are you in a season of waiting? Every head bow, every eye close. Father God, again, in the name of Jesus, your word has gone forth. Thank you for what you've revealed. Thank you that in our season of waiting, Father, we still need to understand that your will must be done. In the season of waiting, we've got to understand that you are the source of everything that we need. Father, help us to create an atmosphere of gratitude, an atmosphere of thanksgiving, knowing that in the end, all things are working together for the good of them that love you and to them that are called according to your purpose. Thank you now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say amen.
Amen.
The doors of the church are open. Would there be one? Would there be one today? Would there be one? Would there be one today? Wherever you are, it's never too late. Right there where you are, if you're listening in today, perhaps there's someone that's watching our service today. Wherever you are, pray this prayer with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you as a sinner that needs to be forgiven. Lord, consecrate my heart, fix my mind, turn me around, that I may do what is in your will. If you prayed that prayer, in the name of Jesus, you are saved. Amen. Perhaps there's somebody here that are going through or even listening in. Or you know someone that's going through, and you would like to intercede on behalf of that person. We're going to just bow our heads and we're going to ask Elder Bradshaw if he would come. Amen. And give us our altar call. And while he's coming, there are those that are dealing with different obstacles in this life. And Mother Walden, I've been hearing on the newscasts all week long about this deficit that could cause a shutdown in the government. But did you not realize that only God can shut down what he wants shut down? We've got to put enough trust in him that he is going to make everything all right. The stock market is out of control. Investments are steadily declining. But we serve a God that is able to make ways out of no way. He's able to prepare whatever needs to be prepared. All we got to do is take it to him, and he'll make everything all right. Elder Bradshaw.
Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't pass me by, Lord. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. You tell it, Lord, whatever you do, without me. Tell him, Lord, if you're healing, whatever it is you're doing, Lord, again, this season, don't do it. Don't do it. He's waiting for you to just have a little talk with him. Right now, right where you are, you don't have to send him anywhere. He's already where he's going. He already know your name. He already know your situation. Just have a little talk with him right where you are right now. Father God, we thank you that you already know our circumstances and our situations, Lord. You already know, Lord. You know who's in the hospital. You know them name by name. You know what room they're in, Lord. You already know that. You made us. Fix what's wrong. Lord, I'm not trying to tell you how to do your business or your work. But what I am in the spirit of my heart, I believe, Lord, that you can do it. Right now, Lord, I don't have to call nobody's name. You know them, Lord. Work and move in their situation, their circumstances, Lord. Move right now. One thing I do know, Lord, that you can and you will. The situation and history tells us that you've healed before. You've moved in circumstances and in situations before. Your word tells us that. And it tells us that you are the same today that you was yesterday. And if you did it yesterday, you can do it right now, Lord. You can do it today. You'll be the same tomorrow. Give us a tomorrow, Lord. Fix it, Lord. Fix it. We believe you will, Lord. We believe you will. Somebody ought to just look up and tell God, I believe you, Lord. I believe you, Lord. Jesus got always, when he went before his Father, he said, look, he looked up and he looked to his Father in the face. You who sit stand here in this room, look up to your Father right now. Look him in the face. Look him in the face. The Bible tells us time after time, Jesus lifted his eyes to glory because he knew where his Father was. He wasn't looking down. He was looking up. Look up and claim your deliverance. Get your chin off of your breast. And look up and claim it right now. In the precious name of Jesus. Get an eye on your Father. Look him eye to eye. Look him eye to eye. And tell him, Lord, I believe. I believe. In Jesus' name. Somebody tell him, Lord, I believe. Tell him, I believe, Lord. I believe. I believe. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Come on and give God some more praise. Amen. We pray that something that's been said. Amen. That we can take with us the rest of our lives. Now, y'all don't tell Pastor I held y'all too long. It is 20 to 1, and I know y'all like to be out. Amen. So we're not going to apologize for the Holy Spirit. Amen. But we thank God for what he has done. Everybody stand to your feet. Everybody sing amen. Everybody sing amen. Everybody sing amen. 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 Let me take this opportunity to thank our choir, to thank our musicians, our deacons, our ushers. Amen. Thank all of you for being here today. Go and have a blessed holiday, a safe holiday, and don't eat too much. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord, the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide. Hence now and forever. Let us all say, Amen. Have a wonderful day. Amen.